This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So, Alhaakum al-Takathur. Number one, this ayah starts with a fact. Meaning, you are being diverted. Allah is telling us, O humans, you are being diverted. Meaning, you are losing your focus. Which focus? The focus that Allah created us for. What's the reason Allah created us for? Ibadah, to worship. While you humans and jinn, instead of worshipping Allah and focusing on that, you are being diverted. By what? By piling up. All forms of piling up. Mainly money, property, children, spouses, positions. You already have 2-3 positions. You want 10 positions. There are people who don't mind if you give them 60 positions, they will take them. They think they are a superman or superwoman. What is this? Just so that, you know, I am CEO of this company and the chairman of this company, and oh, many positions until they cannot do anyone. They may fail in all of them because no focus. You want to be pilot and surgeon and lawyer at the same time? Impossible. But to some people, no problem. You can put me prime minister and minister of this and chief of I don't know what. And so there are many people who are like that. Unfortunately, you need to know this. And all of us are competing in one or two aspects of the dunya. I'll give you an example. Some people may have more children just because their friends had just had a baby. So they want more kids. That's not bad at all, by the way. I strongly encourage people to have as many babies, but for the sake of Allah. Or the ummah, to have more followers. And Allah will look after their rizq. Don't worry about it. But if the reason is, if my sister has 2 kids, I need to have 3 kids, then that's not right. It should be for Allah's sake. Money. If somebody bought a new car, I must buy a new car because my neighbor bought a new car. I cannot have the old car. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Did you hear the thunder? Allahu Akbar. So, what I am saying, sisters and brothers, is that we are all in some kind of competition. We have to be careful. Instead of competing, who reads Quran more, who attends more classes, who donates more, who goes to Mecca and Medina more frequently, who does more good to the parents, who will look after them in old age more than his siblings or her siblings. That's what we need to compete in and for. Not if my neighbor has a new car, I have to have a new car. Piling up. Look at many clothes. Whatever clothes we see, we like, we want to buy. And then you will have Zara or H&M inside your house. We are all guilty of this. So that's the truth. Alhaakum al-takathur. So we need to be careful of this type of takathur. We should have takathur, piling up, in pahala, in good deeds. If my neighbor feeds 10 miskin, I will feed 20. If my neighbor gives 100 ringgit, I should give 200 ringgit. Then this type of piling up is highly welcomed by Allah because it will serve you after death. After death. But the piling up of the dunya will remain here in this dunya. So we were not wise. We were very unwise. Okay. I want all my sisters to understand what Shaykh Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah is trying to say here, that there is a huge benefit in the remembrance of Surah Takathur. Why? Al-hakumu takathuru, it is ayah number one, hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you reach and enter the grave. So this piling up is not good. This diversion from shaitan, he diverted you. It's not like you are doing something good. You were doing something good, which is ibadah, and he took your attention away until you enter the grave. How many people said, I will add only 2 years of work and I stop? In those 2 years, they die. I don't mean stop completely. It's like still dunya. And next year, I make tawbah. A sister will say, when I reach the age of 60, I will wear hijab. What is this? A brother will say, when I reach my 60s, I go to Hajj. Who says that you're going to reach your 60s? Who? Hatta zurtum al-maqabir, until death came. You enter the maqbara, kubur. Okay? All right. So the competition in worldly matters diverts you. And that's the truth. So the Quran is saying, be careful of that. Be very careful of that. Because once it fills your heart, it's not easy to let go. I'll tell you that. It's not easy to let go. It becomes part of you, part of your personality. And you will die as such. So the son of Adam says, my money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, does he have any money except what he paid in sadaqat, or ate, or destroyed, or wore, and tattered? Your real money is not what you are saving, it's what you used. Whether for the sake of Allah, like sadaqah and zakat, like giving to the earthquake of the refugees and to our Turkish brothers and sisters because they were hit hard. So that's your money. Whatever you donated, that's your money. Or whatever you use on yourself. You ate, you clothe yourself with, you spend some money on your health or whatever. But that is your money. Other than that, is not your money. It's your inheritor's money. So whatever we save, sisters and brothers, remember this, it's not our money. It either goes to our inheritors, our heirs, or somebody else will take it. Whatever money we leave behind us is not ours. We can pile up as much as we can. It will go to somebody else. So wise people use their money in their lifetime, and they use it on two categories. Akhirah, they give as much as they can for Allah's sake, building a masjid, digging wells, helping the refugees, helping earthquake like now. So all opportunity for all of us. Or use it on themselves in this dunya. They eat well, they drink well, they drive nice car, they clothe themselves nice, without extravagance, of course. Or they leave it behind them. So be wise. Be smart.